This is World Cafe. My name is Raina Duris. Nathaniel Rateliff has a really big heart. When you're in a room with him, you can feel it right away. He might be known for his gruff, tattooed, bearded look and his foot-stomping, hand-clapping sing-along songs with his band, the Night Sweats. Songs like this.
Son of a bitch! Give me a drink!
But after two successful albums with that band, Rateliff has released a new solo record that showcases his skill for soul-bearing songwriting. It's called And It's Still All Right, and it finds Rateliff dealing with the loss of his good friend and the producer of those two Night Sweats albums, Richard Swift. In fact, Swift was supposed to work on this album. The two of them were trading ideas back and forth before Swift died in July of 2018 as a result of complications from alcohol addiction. Today, Nathaniel Rateliff joins me to talk about how he honors his connection to Richard Swift with this album and how, even when there's lots of darkness, he manages to find the light. He also performs songs from his new album, beginning with this one. It's called Time Stands.
For a moment I could wait to see it fall apart. Every empty bed in every city I've been, I sit and contemplate all the moments you said. Time stands in a duo, and I stand for you. What Satcha used to say, and the love that you can wait for, I'll do you feast upon the weak and weary of heart. Well, I can take the pain, but I can't take all the hatred, laziness of mine, and the simplest of thoughts. Are you just too old? I'll tell you. Time stands in the duo, and I stand for you. And now you're pouring out your hate, and every difference you've found, and you won't even listen to reason at all. Not questioning your faith, well, far be it from me. But you would speak of love while tying one's hands. Are you just too old? I'll tell you, you carry. Time stands in the duo, and I stand for you. Are you just too old? I'll tell you. Time stands in the duo, I stand for you. Now lean and use your weight, that's what a shoulder's made for. Carry all the dead and children from here. Curses on the men and the greed that seems to plague them. I can't raise my hand, so I'm raising my voice. Are you just too old? I'll tell you. Sends in the duo, I stand to you. Time sends in the duo, I stand to you. Time sends in the duo, I stand to you.
Yeah.
Recorded live at World Cafe, you just heard Time Stands from Nathaniel Rateliff's new solo album, and it's still all right. I'm Raina Duris, joined by Nathaniel Rateliff now on World Cafe. You said, Nathaniel, when you recorded that song Time Stands for the new album, you did it in two takes, and you were in tears when you finished the second one. Why were you in tears?
I was in tears during the first take as well. I don't really know. It's not that the words are wildly emotive to me. I mean, they do affect me. You know, music has always done something to me, and sometimes in a performance, I guess it just takes me somewhere else. There's some sort of like this overwhelming feeling that I don't really know how to explain. You know, it's that sort of same feeling that you, it's almost like when you have a panic attack where you just start to feel this like tightness in your chest and you're like running out of air while breathing deeply, and it all just kind of goes straight to your eyes, you know?
Totally. I mean, I think this is a really emotional album, and I'm wondering, because I think people who might associate Nathaniel Rateliff with songs like S.O.B., big breakout hit,
right. But
it's like a party song for a lot of people, I think. This is a very different kind of Nathaniel Rateliff that you're hearing on this record. How would you describe that difference? You know, who is this Nathaniel Rateliff that we're hearing on And It's Still Alright?
It's still me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, this is, you know, this character is somebody I'm very familiar with. This is like most of my, you know, years as a songwriter has spent in this sort of mindset. The sort of SOB, a rowdy guy on stage is a character that I'm always like kind of questioning if I'm the right person for the job. You know?
Like, why is that?
I think it plays too much into my insecurities about, like, I guess I don't think of myself as that sort of like slim front man, you know? And so I don't really know. Yeah, like I said, I think it just plays into my insecurities, and standing in front of a people doesn't make you feel any less insecure, you know, so.
It's interesting. I think I remember reading something where you don't wear your big hat for when you do your solo stuff as often, the one that people kind of associate with you with the night sweats persona.
Right. Well, I started wearing a hat because my hair was thinning. I didn't know you could take a little pill and your hair will come back, so.
Is it that easy?
Sort of, yeah. I kind of wanted there to be a distinction between the two characters. And so, yeah, I haven't been wearing it. Somebody yesterday, I was wearing just like a stocking cap, and they're like, well, you know, it's kind of your thing is wearing a hat. And I was like, I thought writing songs was my thing, but, you know, I was like, I thought the stocking cap worked, you know, was appropriate with the weather. So, but yeah, I wanted there to be a difference in at least appearance, so that I guess to try to remove myself a little bit from that character that's the night sweats. I knew the shift was going to be a little bit of a struggle for some of our fans. And I, you know, always realized that in doing something different, you're not going to make everyone happy. So I thought at least there'd be some warning signs of like, oh, well, this is different. At least visibly before there is an audible difference. So.
I'm speaking to Nathaniel Rateliff on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. I've read that you attended a writing retreat a couple of years ago in 2017, and it seemed to bring up some revelations for you personally and artistically. Could you tell us about what this writing retreat was like?
It wasn't actually a writing retreat I attended. I retreated myself to a location in Tucson, Arizona, where I was there for 11 days and was very unsuccessful at writing anything. So as we were making the second record with Richard Swift for the Night Sweats, I was going through a lot at the time, which would have led to a divorce in the middle of making that record. But I didn't really know how to talk about it, or like I didn't know how to write about it, and still trying to be sensitive to the situation in some way, you know, without like totally exposing that much of my personal life. And also that was surrounded, that relationship falling apart by in the middle of making the record and then followed up by like 12 weeks of nonstop tour. And I had decided to go back into the studio because we had finished what I thought was going to be the second Night Sweats record. And it just, it sounded too much like a person who was, you know, like a relationship was falling apart. And I was like, that is not what this record needs to be. And so I had scheduled more time with Richard. As we were approaching it, I was like, I'm going to fall apart if I don't. Like, I need to stop working.
Right.
Because this whole experience has been amazing, but it's been like 5 years of really no time off. You know, at times that can be very overwhelming. Everybody was very understanding, thank goodness. And Richard moved his time around, and he was kind of having a hard time as well. And so I just went to this... It was just like a health spa. It's not even like a, it wasn't a rehab facility. So I went there, and I was told there was like, there's no bar or anything. And I got there, there's a full bar. I was like, oh, dang it. I was like, I'm trying to get away from this. And so I took the 11 days to just be really like sober and just try to focus on how I was going to finish this record and also allow myself to feel some of the things I was going through and sort of examine my life and like how I was going to move forward and how is this going to be sustainable if I was going to continue to work as much as we do, you know, how am I going to do it? And really the answer to that was like, I just have to start giving some things up that, you know, I enjoy, like, And restructure my life and my time a little bit, and especially like how much time I was giving to excess or drinking, you know?
Right.
And that's a very slippery line in this industry because you can kind of fall into a pattern. So that was my writing retreat. It was really just a time of like self-reflection and sobriety. And at the same time, Richard was sobering up, and then we went back into the studio and had this amazing experience of working together totally sober and, yeah, just, like, recording live in the studio with my bandmates. It was an incredible way to make music, you know, so...
I do want to talk about Richard in a minute, but first, the song we're going to hear next, it opens the album, And It's Still All Right. I was listening to it while I was walking into work today, mm-hmm. and I was like, this is such a like cheery feeling song, but obviously there's something else going on here. Could you talk about What a Drag and where it kind of comes from?
I guess, you know, some of the stuff that I was writing and working on during that second Night Sweats record, you know, was similar theme to this, or, you know, this kind of came out of that. You know, it's just kind of like watching something fall apart, you know, watching a relationship fall apart, and there's a lot of different emotions involved with that, and the farther you get away from it, the different feelings you have in time. And so my feelings changed over time, whether that be anger or, you know, a sense of, you know, there's some sense of mourning in there, I guess, you know. So, yeah, I guess the song kind of touches that and is a little, like, mean at times, you know. And I don't consider myself to be a very mean person, but I guess it's, you know, a nice passive-aggressive approach to communicating via song.
Yeah, I mean, relationships bring out a whole spectrum of
right.
of who you are. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're a mean person.
Right.
You know? Let's hear it. It's What a Drag, formed live for World Cafe, Nathaniel Rateliff.
Lands, not as great soon as one pain. So brace for things you don't know. Surprise, babe, after years of the same pain. Well, I hope it's a half that you won. And there's not a last dance, and no one really wins. But you cannot hold in your cries, hope in your eyes. I love feeling alone. I love feeling alone. I love feeling alone. But you can't undo it, man.
Thank you.
That was What a Drag, recorded live at World Cafe. Songs from Nathaniel Rateliff's new album, And It's Still All Right. I'm Raina Duras, sitting with Nathaniel Rateliff right now, talking about that new album. So that last song we just heard came out of, you know, a relationship ending. But you've experienced a lot in the last few years. You also lost a very good friend, producer, musician Richard Swift. Could you tell me just about Richard, first of all?
I met Richard years ago backstage in London at the Borderline when I was opening for Delta Spirit, and I never thought that years later I'd end up working with him. And, you know, randomly, I had sent him some Night Sweats music when I was first doing it, and then that was kind of the start of our real relationship. Richard had the ability, there's something about, he was just very, very funny, and made you feel, I don't know, it's just one of those people that's like, I don't know, we just shared this kinship.
And he worked on the self-titled Night Sweats album, and he worked on Tearing at the Seams,
mm-hmm.
and he was supposed to work on this album too.
Yeah, I was sharing, you know, the songs that I was working on. I'd been working on All or Nothing for quite a bit of time.
So when it came time to record the album And It's Still All Right, Richard was no longer here.
Yeah. Initially I thought that, what turned out to be And It's Still All Right would just be Richard and I kind of messing around the studio for our love of working together and spending time making music. And then, unfortunately, Richard passed away, and that was very surprising, and really was hard for everyone that knew Richard. And so the record started to take a slightly different shape, and then I felt like I wanted to make the record a sort of to, like, honor my commitment to Richard. So I went back to his studio after he had passed in mid-March of 2019. And we had 8 days there, and I thought at the time I would be able to make the entire record in the 8 days. But then, you know, there was like a couple of songs that we did like three versions of, and two of them didn't work, and that eats up a lot of time. We didn't finish the record there. We ended up having to finish it at my house in Colorado.
I think that's really beautiful, though, that you would go back to that physical space where you'd worked with Richard before. What was that like to be in that studio?
It was such a short period of time that it made it, it was hard to really think or feel about it or how cathartic it was or any of that, but I feel like the spirit of Richard is really in there, and like I know what that room sounds like. I think most people that work with Richard can listen to one of his recordings and be like, oh, I know exactly that spot in the room where they're standing is, you know, or like, and it was kind of the idea was to make the record the way Richard would have made it. So going back to the studio was a part of that.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras talking to Nathaniel Ratliff. The song Rush On, it closes the album. You wrote it for Richard. Could you talk about it a little bit before we hear it?
To break the song down, I just, you know, I feel like I'm speaking to Richard. I guess I wanted to acknowledge that, like, I understand, I guess, whatever his own struggle was, you know. And really it ties into the whole record that it's the same thing that I feel like we all have, like an unexplainable brokenness, you know. And what is that thing? And why is it that we don't talk about it? I feel like it's important to be vulnerable to that thing and also be, you know, allow ourselves to talk to other people about it because it's not so singularly ours. Because trying to carry that thing without saying anything about it, without acknowledging it being a struggle, I think is the thing that becomes overwhelming for a lot of us. Like, I just wanted to acknowledge that thing in him and in me. And, you know, just, I guess I was just telling him that I felt the same way.
Let's hear Rush On from Nathaniel Ratliff on World Cafe.
Rush on, rush on. Rush on, rush on. And now you sleep forever. Rush on, rush on. Rush on, rush on. Laughter, but deep in your chest was a moan that never ends. Rush on, rush on, rush on, rush on. If I find you, I will wake you. Rush on, rush on. Rush on, rush on. I hope like a prayer that your brokenness would leave you. But months turn to years and the emptiness prevailed. Rush on, rush on. Rush on, rush on. All the loving cries and that shake from your eyes. Giving you my
Rush on, rush on. Rush on, rush on. And now you sleep forever. Rush on, rush on. Rush on, rush on.
So much.
That was Rush On, recorded live at World Cafe by Nathaniel Ratliff. It's from his new album, And It's Still All Right. I'm Raina Duras, sitting here with Nathaniel Ratliff right now. So that song closes the album. It's a tribute to your friend, Richard Swift. How does losing a close friend like that, you know, someone that you've said felt like a brother, you guys were really, really close, you worked together, how does that change the way that you think about or how you look at life, your perspective on just how you're living and where you are?
Well, it certainly changed my ideas or my feeling of invincibility. Whether we acknowledge it or not, we all kind of act, or some of us behave in a way that we're invincible, or that the same rules don't apply to us, but our bodies will, you know, eventually let us know that we are breakable. And so it, you know, it's really changed, I guess, the way I want to take care of myself. I want to be around for a long time, you know, so it's like, what do I need to do? Like, how do I need to change my life to ensure that I am around? Because I think sometimes as an artist, we kind of teeter on that edge of trying to figure out whether you want to stay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I don't, that's kind of like skirting on the ideas of suicide, but I don't really mean it that way, I guess, you know. So, I guess you're kind of always flirting with that. How do you
It's a hard idea to articulate. I know what you're saying, and I'm like, yes, if I could like make this into words.
But
I guess there's this expectation as an artist or as a performer, as a creative person, to not care so much about that mortality.
Right. But it's very real.
Yeah, of course.
Our mortality is very real. And it definitely catches up with you. It's, like I said, I think it's changed me in a lot of ways, but for the better. And I think there's something to learn for all of us, you know, about that. Our lack of concern for mental health issues in our culture, and, you know, like, it's a really big deal, and we don't ever talk about it, you know.
That does kind of touch on, there is something that you've been doing that has been like a concrete way of making a difference, and I did want to talk to you about your the Marigold Project.
Right.
Could you explain what the Marigold Project does, what it's all about.
The Marigold Project, we focus on social and economic injustice. And really, for me, it's kind of based around community building or coalition building. Like, there's a lot of different people we work with that, you know, it might be they work in farming, or they work in trying to provide housing for homeless or healthcare, or sometimes as simple as socks.
Why did you call it the Marigold Project?
It was actually Carrie Knott named it the Marigold Project, but it was weird because I've kind of had this running theme of marigolds. They always reminded me of my father, and I lost my father when I was really young. They're just funky smelling, and I love them, you know, like, and if you dry them out, they're seeds, you know, I don't know. So there's something, I don't know, very nostalgic about marigolds to me, and then, you know, that was just Carrie's idea, but I think it's great because I, you know, the wonderful thing about a dried marigold always turns back into more flowers. Mm-hmm.
This is World Cafe. I'm speaking to Nathaniel Rateliff. I'm Raina Duris. You know, at its core, this album, and I think, you know, just talking to you and knowing about the nonprofit work that you do and knowing about just sort of having listened to this record a whole bunch of times, and even though a lot, you've gone through a lot of stuff, a lot of heavy stuff, and you touch on that stuff in this album. But
and we all do.
We all, yeah. But you have this optimism. It's evident even on the album cover. You know, you're looking and there's like these sun rays coming down on you. I want to know, you know, what is it that you do to keep your, to keep that positivity? How do you keep hope when sometimes the world can feel hard?
Because that's what I'm supposed to do, you know? I mean, that's like what I feel like I'm here to do, is to continue to hope and to write about hope. Maybe not even for anybody else other than myself, you know?
We're going to play the title track, And It's Still All Right. Again, this is a song that has such a beautifully optimistic core to it. And I was wondering if there's anything you'd like to say before we hear you perform it.
This kind of sums up kind of what I feel like most of the record is about, is like it talks about hardship and loss. But then regardless of our struggles, we're still here. And to find joy in that, I think is... I don't know. Maybe part of our purpose? I don't know, you know?
Let's listen to And It's Still All Right, performed live by Nathaniel Rateliff. This is World Cafe.
Thanks, everybody. Oh. But it's still all right. Late at night, you lay around wondering, but counting all the lines, it ain't so funny now. Say, times are hard, you get this far, but it ain't the way that you want. Damned if this old man don't start to count his losses. But it's still all right. See, you learn a lot out there, how to scorch and burn. Gonna have to bury your friends, and then you'll find it gets worse.
was standing out on a ledge with no way to get down. You start praying for wings to grow. Oh, baby, just let go. I could sleep here, forget all the fear, baby, it would take time to grow. But maybe I don't know. I hate a night, if you think about it. Remembering all the times that you pointed out, say, glass is clear, but all this fear will start to leave in a mark. Idle lands are all that stands from your time in the dark. But it's still alright.
Was And It's Still All Right, the title track from Nathaniel Ratliff's new album. That performance was recorded live for World Cafe. Thank you, Nathaniel Ratliff, for coming in today, having this conversation, for playing for us.
My pleasure. Thank you
really
for having
nice.
Me.
Nathaniel Ratliff on World Cafe. His new album, And It's Still All Right, is out now. Thanks for listening to World Cafe.